Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to MTS Center, where the Winnipeg Jets have just defeated the Dallas Stars by a 5-2 margin. Welcome to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mindell, joined in the press box by my colleague Richard Pollock and Michael Remus. Richard, simply put, a game the Jets had to have against a tired opponent playing the second game of back-to-back games, and the Jets hadn't played in just about 5 days since last Friday. They took it to the Stars, and they pretty much sealed the deal early in the second period.
Yeah, Drew, I mean, they got an early go at it. Within 3 minutes of the first period, they got a lead. Scoring first in the National Hockey League is vital. Dallas, it was as if Dallas came. Dallas actually had a little bit of a jump at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, in the first period, they were in it.
A little bit of pushback, and then once you're exactly right, the beginning of the second period, the Jets pushed. And Dallas, you know, these teams, you'll notice in the NHL, if you watch enough games, they mail it in. And
Certain games, they do.
You play 82 games in a season, you have to conserve energy, and I realize these guys are paid so much money, blah, blah, blah. They're human, and these guys, once they're down in the second period, 3-0, they don't give up, but they're conserving energy for the long haul.
Yeah.
That changes if it's a 2-2 game, 1-1 game, and they're kind of lucky to be in it. But tonight, it was one team desperate, one team happy to get 2 out of 4 points in a back-to-back, another team, that, you know, the Jets that needed it. And they came out and they played a really solid game. They outplayed Dallas, I thought, from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Pavlik wasn't tested much, but Backman was pretty bad tonight, I thought.
Yeah.
He wasn't seeing the puck well. He was getting beat on the top glove there a couple times. Overall, the Jets had more jump at forward, more jump on defense.
That's right.
The Jets' defense, I didn't really notice them tonight. And if you're a Jets fan, that's a good thing because they're not doing anything to any glaring mistakes. And you take it and you take the 2 points and then you go into the biggest game of the year, maybe the deciding game of the year. You know, it'll decide if you're out, I think. I don't know if it'll decide if you're in. It'll decide if you're out.
Every game's a must-win, but especially when you're chasing the Washington Capitals and they come to town on Friday.
That's a must-win.
And that is certainly a must-win.
You're down 5 because it's 4 points. Yeah. You're down the standings, but you lose a tiebreaker with the regulation wins.
That's right.
So you're actually down 5. You lose that game. If you discount the fact that, take a break and say it's not going to be a three-point game. Jets lose. They're down 7 points with 11 games to go. They win. They're down 3 points. Seven games with 11 games to go, not even taking into account Buffalo being in the mix.
Yeah.
You're done.
And the reason why
you're probably done.
And the reason why you say 3 points you're down 3 points and you're down 7 points is because the Jets do have to overtake Washington because they will not win that the first tiebreaker, which is regulation wins. And I believe they're 6 wins behind Washington. I think I just checked it. I think it was 6.
Yeah, so
they have 6 fewer regulation wins than the Washington Capitals do. Anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves. That'll come up Friday here at MTS Center. Nick Antropov opened the scoring at the 2:21 mark of the first period. Assist to Antti Miettinen and Grant Klitsam.
Nice pass by Miettinen. Klitsam didn't do much on that play. Yeah. Miettinen had a nice puck in the corner, used his strength, made a nice pass to Antropov, who put the puck top corner, glove side. And Antropov,
I thought it was stick side.
The stick side?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was stick side.
The stick side? Whatever it was.
Sure it was stick side, and it was sort of a difficult shot.
It was a top corner.
It was top corner, right under the crossbar, and it was sort of handcuffed. I'll tell you why it was stick side, because if it was glove side, he would have just gloved it down. It was stick side because he had to try and use his shoulder.
Yeah, right,
he had to try and use his shoulder to make the save. He wasn't able to do it.
Pitbull and Flo Rider are going to be here.
Looks like I know what I'm doing March 24th. Anyways, he puts it right under the crossbar. Very nice shot by Nick Antropov. Haven't seen a lot of that lately.
Yeah. You got a star to that.
Yeah, he was the third star in tonight's game.
They didn't watch the rest of the game, but
he was fine. All the Jets were fine today.
Yeah.
All the Jets were perfectly fine. Anyways, puts it under the crossbar. The Jets get out to an early lead. They really sort of, Dallas tired, played last night. Dallas had already won the game they had to win, which was the conference game against Minnesota.
Well, I mean, Minnesota's out too, but
I know, but you always want to win your conference games.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Jets, 2.5 minutes into the game, they
knowing you're going into Winnipeg against a tough crowd, you want to win the easy game.
You want to win, and that's what done, and that's what Minnesota is the easy game.
Yeah.
1-0 Jets at the end of the one. The first period was reasonably well played by both squads. Dallas was certainly in it in the first period.
Yeah, they were in it. I mean, they're more of a there was nothing. It was a 1-0 period. I thought the Jets outplayed them, outchanced them, but it wasn't anything. It wasn't a dominant performance.
Certainly not. Jets opened the scoring at the 1:19 mark of the second period. They made it 2-0. A goal by Evander Kane with assist to Alex Burmistrov and Kyle Wellwood.
The Jets dominated from the beginning of the second period. We'll get into that goal in a second.
Yeah.
The Jets dominated from the beginning of the second period to the middle of the second period. 4-0, game was over.
Yeah,
it was that's five. Good teams do.
It was 5-0.
4-0 before at the end of the in the middle of the second.
Yeah,
period.
Sorry, that's right. Yeah. Fine. It was 4-0 before the 10-minute mark of the
that's
second
what you do.
Period.
You see a team down. You see a team probably wanting to mail it in, and you do your job.
That's right.
Good coaching job. Good leadership. I thought the Jets' leadership was good today. They were feisty when they had to be. Ladd played a good game.
Yeah.
Mark Stewart was very aggressive tonight.
Physical.
I think he's a leader.
Yeah.
You know, Ladd's a leader. Those are the kind of the two vocal leaders, I'd say. Well, you know, in the way that their play.
Well, you know, it's the little things. You know, you have was it Mike Ribeiro who snowed Andre Pavlik?
Yep.
Mike Ribeiro comes in, he snows Andre Pavlik. No, it was Ron Hainsey.
Ron Hainsey
comes in. You know, cross checks him in the back of the head.
Needed. That's what you do.
Yeah. They both got 2 minutes. Ribeiro got two for the unsportsmanlike.
You're up 4-0, so you get
nothing to lose. Exactly. Hainsey gets two for the cross check
and Glass at the end. Like, Hainsey's a vocal guy on the ice and in the dressing room, and Glass is another one of the leaders. So the leaders came to play and they set the tone.
Those are guys who say you don't disrespect us in our own arena.
And Ribeiro's that kind of player.
I know. Anyways, Kane's goal, the second of the game, was off Alex Burmistrov came down the right hand side.
A tough shot, and
good
rebound.
Good hard wrist shot.
Yeah, and it was a nice pass by Will. But it was a really nice puck movement to get the puck down the ice. Burmistrov takes a nice, you know, a good high. Sometimes the low shots are better rebounds, but it was a high shot that kind of handcuffed Backman. Backman wasn't good tonight, and Kane, you get a Kane with the puck in the slot, open net. He's going to score.
It was a juicy rebound for Evander Kane. I mean, what's he have? 32 in the year now.
I'm not sure how many he has.
Remus 29, something like that. Okay, whatever it was. I mean, he would have been, had he been healthy all year, he would be a 40-goal scorer in the NHL. There's not very many of those.
We have touted him probably from day one, really.
Yeah. The feel-good goal of the game came at the 8:28 mark of the third period. Eric Fehr makes a great defensive play at his own blue line. He blocks a shot
against the only player slower on the ice than he is, which is Adam Partey.
Well, Adam Partey.
That was a race between
slow and slower.
Yeah, they're actually going backwards for part of that race.
Fehr takes the puck from. He blocks the shot at his own blue line. Takes the puck, streaks up the right hand side, coming in. It wasn't quite a breakaway, partial breakaway. Yeah. Just a really good slap shot.
That's his thing. Eric Fehr's got a great shot.
Yeah, when he gets space.
When he has time to take it, to get it off.
Yeah. When he gets space and he had time to take it off, he just wired it past Richard Backman.
It was a feel-good. The crowd was happy.
Everybody was happy.
He was happy.
For him.
The team was happy. And, you know, you had to feel good for the guy because he's a good soldier.
That's right.
It hasn't worked out for him, but he's a good soldier.
I said to you when he scored, you know, regardless, we might be a little glib sometimes when we make our comments, but that's sort of our job. But when you see a guy like that does something nice, you know, because it's his livelihood and he is playing for next year somewhere in the NHL
probably. Absolutely.
So when he's able to do that, good for him. Makes it 3-0.
Yeah, and he's a good guy. And you know, didn't pout when he was cut. He got in the lineup. Kept working hard.
That's right. And he rewarded Coach Noel.
I thought he played a good game overall.
I thought he was fine. He was the second star of tonight's game.
Yeah.
I thought he was perfectly adequate.
Should we put a disclaimer that we picked him as a second star? Or?
Well, we can be honest. We picked him as a second star, largely based on the feel-good performance. Yeah. But that made it 3-0. It was definitely over at that point, but just icing on the cake, really. 4-0, 13 seconds later, Andrew Ladd scores, assist to Brian Little and Blake Wheeler. It was all Wheeler.
Wheeler, beautiful play. Gets a puck across, and then Ladd has a couple of cracks. Ladd actually had about three or four. On that sequence, he had two chances to score from there. Yeah. But he had about two other chances earlier in the game to score from there. Puck just wasn't hitting his stick. Although, you know, he gets that one and then he gets another one.
Exactly right.
Power play goal is like a tip coming up on Bufflin.
So, I mean, the Jets have scored the Jets scored two goals in 14 seconds there. Yeah. It's 4-0.
Well, Dallas is out.
Everybody's checked out of that. Just under 8 minutes later at the 16:12 mark, Andrew Ladd gets his second of the game from Dustin Bufflin and Blake Wheeler. It's a point shot from it's just a throw the puck on net by Bufflin.
It happens
to glance off of Ladd. Yeah. It goes through Backman, who was, again, not very good
today.
Didn't
see it hit him. Trickled that pass.
When he turns around and looks at it, it's just crawling over the line. 5-0.
What a backup goalies we face, huh?
Well, you know what? That's absolutely just thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You play against who the opponents put on the ice.
That's right.
Nothing to apologize for. Nope. If Dallas thought that they really needed the game, they would have played Lehtinen.
Play to win the game.
5-0 at that point. Dallas scored a goal at the 16:29 mark of the second period to make it 5-1.
Lou Eriksson, he was their best player tonight. There's no question about that. He was good defensively, good offensively. He was hands down their best player.
It's not every day where you see two goals within 13 seconds, and then a little later on in that same period, you see two goals in 17 seconds.
Yeah, true.
So the scoring came quickly and in bunches. 5-1 at the end of two. everybody at that point in time was just going through the motions in the third period. No reason not to.
No reason for us to break it down.
Well, exactly. Really, there wasn't much to break down. There was a bit of a scrum at one point in time where
Adam Birch threw Tanner Glass's glove into the stands.
After there was some kerfuffle in front of Pavlik
and
everything
Tanner
else.
Glass put it on, but it didn't fit.
No, that's different. That's different. That's OJ.
I know.
If it doesn't fit, you have to acquit. Yeah, that's right. Different, but you're close. Anyways, Jets ended up winning 5-2. Took care of this business ahead of Friday.
Well, it's
going
to be nuts in here on Friday because that's the biggest game of the year. Everybody's been saying that. That's the game. That's the year.
Yeah.
They need to win to stay in it. And this crowd, they'll feed up the crowd. And not only that, it's a big game. It's a weekend game. The booze will be flowing. You'll be four beers in before the game starts, Drew.
Exactly. It'll be a chaotic atmosphere in here Friday night.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
It should be entertaining. It should be very entertaining, in fact. We will be on the air Saturday afternoon with the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, 12 noon to 3 o'clock on TSN Radio 1290. You can follow us on Twitter, at Illegal Curve. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Illegal Curve. For Richard Pollock, I'm Drew Mindell. For Michael Remus, I'm also Drew Mindell. Stay tuned for post-game audio from both the Jets and the Capitals dressing room. The final from MTS Center tonight. Winnipeg Jets 5, Dallas Stars 2. Thanks for listening. We'll see you Friday night on the Illegal Curve postgame podcast.
Legs, and as you know, the home team, and we feel like if we can get on top teams early and get momentum and get the crowd in it, that first goal is huge, and we've been able to do that a lot lately, and it's led to some good things. No, I mean, I think it doesn't matter who we play, really. Sometimes I think we play our best hockey against the top teams, and I've said that before, and, we seem to get up for those games and simplify a little more and get away from the cute stuff, which is, you know, where we were most successful.
You jumped in a bit late, moving in forward. Where does this put you in the position for Friday?
Momentum, obviously. After two losses, it's nice to get back on track, but we're kind of same spot. We got to keep winning here and, playing a team that's in front of you. It's obviously nice to have a game like that and feel that you can control your own destiny and, against that team. But they're playing really well. You know, they're one of the hottest teams in the NHL right now, and we got to try to stop their streak. Well, I mean, I think we feed off the crowd here for sure. And like I said, when we get the first goal, it seems like we get energized from that and, roll from there. But our home record speaks for itself. We're comfortable playing here. But we got some road games we need to win on down the stretch here, too.
How do you explain that? You had two losses last week. Your road and home records are almost mirror images. They're almost completely reverse.
If I had an answer, man, we'd have fixed it a long time ago. But, in Vancouver game, I thought we played well enough to win. And then, you go to back-to-back against a hungry game team that's waiting for you. Kind of like, tonight, those are tough games, especially when you give up a couple early goals. It's an uphill battle. So I think it's each game is, different. And a lot of times it's kind of like here. It's important to get the first goal and to get the crowd out of it. And, it plays a big part in it. So I think our starts on the road have to be a lot better.
Andrew, just quick last question. I know you guys are, it's not an individual game, but do you guys ever think about the hat trick when you have the two goals at that point?
You think about it. It's probably easier to think about when you're up 5-1 than when you're in a tight game. I think you're more focused on what you're doing and doing the right things to make sure you win the game. But I think you know where you're sitting and you try to, shoot pucks a little more, maybe.
I don't know. I think at home we start right away and we defend really well right from the first face-off, and that's how you win the games. That's how you score the goals. Play great defensively and get your chances, wait for your chances and score the goals. I mean, we had a lot of energy tonight and it was a great effort.
That team came in here on a real roll, but you jump all over them, and it's not the first time you've done that to a team that's come in here.
They play last night. But it's still a pretty good team, but like I said, we had more energy than them, and we jumped on them right away, and scored the first goal. It was a huge, and we scored some power play goals. It was the special teams, in the game, we didn't put them on the power play, and it was a huge thing too.
One of them came to you near the end there and started some stuff. What was he doing? What was he saying?
No, it wasn't about what he's saying. It was like, I was in Tobin a crease, and he just ran to me and felt. And after the whistle, he came to me and said, "I don't want to say it, but it was like I think he thought I did on a purpose, but he just ran to me and felt, you know, just like I don't know. I just saw it on the clip right now. It's like, come on, it's like settle down."
So he said a bad word to you?
Yeah, well, I didn't really hurt him, but probably I don't think it was something nice. But I was like, I was surprised. I mean, like he came to me and said what he said, and I mean, it was just settle down. I mean, he ran to me, fell, and then he tried to do something. I mean, come on.
Your sixth game in a row. How are you feeling about that?
For me?
For you, you've played six consecutive games.
Yeah, it's a lot of games. I mean, I don't know the numbers right now, but yeah, it's been fun. I mean, it's fun to play. It's fun to have the opportunity to play the game, and I feel good. The team played really well tonight, and we deserve to win. But we have to keep going. It's the huge games coming again, so we gotta be ready.
How much is your defense helping you see that puck?
Oh, it was an unbelievable job tonight. If you see, it was 5-0, and we still blocked the shots, and it was pretty amazing from our guys, and that's how you win the games, and that's the way we want to play, and like I said, we defend really well, and we get our chances, we score the goals, and we stay disciplined, and it was a huge thing for tonight.